time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This week we continue our mini-series on the fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, and it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Today we'll look at gentleness. Now, to understand what kind of gentleness is meant, we need to know that the Greek word here used for gentle means to be humble, of good nature, unassuming, and so forth. I think sometimes this gets viewed in the wrong sense, almost as a weakness. But make no mistake about it, the biblical sense is not that of weakness, nor is it self-debasing. In fact, the classical Greek also used it of animals that were powerful, but yet tamed and under control. And that's the key here to understanding the spiritual fruit of gentleness. You see, it's a gentleness that can be strong and courageous when needed and stand for truth no matter what the cause. It can take action when a situation calls for it. But through all of it, it remains humble and always willing to show proper conduct. There are ways to conduct ourselves in situations that can be both powerful and gentle at the same time. If you think about it, it's wise for us to tame that natural urge to act out in the wrong way or to do things good or bad for the wrong reason. In fact, it makes you stronger when you can learn to control it. James chapter 3, verse 13 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in gentleness that comes from wisdom." You see, it takes God's kind of gentleness to be courageous, bold, unwavering on the word, and yet loving and humble at the same time. We see this in Christ's very own conduct. He was compassionate and he humbled himself, yet was strong and victorious and unwavering the entire time. This, my friend, is God's spirit of gentleness being spoken of in this passage. We would do well for ourselves and others to grow in this fruit. So I encourage you to reflect on it and learn that balance and seek to grow in this fruit. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave signing out.